In this bulletin, New South Wales Minister Victor Dominello back in self-isolation after a health department error. China, to celebrate 100 years of its ruling Communist Party. And in sport, Nick Kyrgios defeats Frenchman Hugo Humbert to get through the first round at Wimbledon. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghad. A New South Wales government minister has been returned to isolation after a mistake was made by the state's health authorities. Customer Service Minister Victor Dominello was cleared to leave isolation after he was found to be a casual contact of Agriculture Minister Adam Marshall, who last week tested positive to COVID-19. But in a statement, New South Wales Health now says it provided incorrect advice to Mr. Dominello regarding the nature of his exposure, and he's actually a close contact. New South Wales Health has apologized for the error. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the decision to open up the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to those aged under 40 wasn't discussed at the National Cabinet meeting held earlier this week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison made the announcement following the meeting, which took many officials and doctors by surprise. Ms. Palaszczuk has told the ABC that the only change agreed to at National Cabinet was to introduce legal protection for GPs should anyone have an adverse effect to the AstraZeneca jab. She's also reiterated her calls on the federal government to reduce the caps on international arrivals and set up regional quarantine facilities.
We have had a magical moment here, a magical moment in time we're never going to get back, where we could have had the entire population vaccinated before the virus has arrived in this way. And now I'm very concerned that we may have left it too late.
China will mark 100 years of the country's ruling Communist Party today. The CCP was formed in 1921 and seized power in 1949, led by Mao Zedong, the founding leader of Communist China. Preparations for the event have taken months and already seen extravagant displays of patriotic pride, including galas, fireworks, flash mobs, and messages from space. President Xi Jinping will preside over the main ceremony in Tiananmen Square in the center of Beijing, where he's expected to emphasize the party's drive for what it calls national rejuvenation. Hong Kong-based political commentator Willie Lam says President Xi is using the event to strengthen his hold on power.
In particular for Xi Jinping, it is very important because he sees himself as the second Mao Zedong, so that he has assured the Chinese people that he will accomplish national reunification with Taiwan, which Mao Zedong failed. And also by the year 2035 or thereabouts, China can close the economic and military gap with the US and become one of the world's superpowers.
Actor and comedian Bill Cosby has been released from prison in the United States after a court overturned his sexual assault conviction. The decision from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court comes after Cosby served more than 2 years of a potential 3 to 10 year sentence at a state prison near Philadelphia. The 83-year-old was found guilty of sexually assaulting Andrea Constand in his home in 2004 after giving her unidentified pills. But a Supreme Court majority has now found that a state prosecutor, Bruce Castor, struck a deal with Cosby's attorneys in 2005 to prevent him from being charged in the case. The death toll from the collapse of a 12-story apartment building near the United States city of Miami has risen to 16. More than 140 others remain unaccounted for after the incident last week. Nobody has been pulled alive from the rubble as yet, but officials say they still have hope of finding survivors. Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, says he's been meeting in private with a lot of the families of those still missing to offer any support they may need, such as counseling.
I think that while there's an overwhelming amount of grief, there's just still the apprehension about not knowing for sure. And I know there have been more identifications made today, but rest assured that that those folks are going to be working on that pile. And it's not going to stop, and they're going to get answers one way or another.
And now to sport. Australia's Nick Kyrgios has defeated 21st-seeded Frenchman Hugo Humbert in the first round at Wimbledon. In an epic match that was delayed because of the event's strict curfew, the 26-year-old came out on top in five sets, 6-4, 4-6, 3-6, 6-1, and 9-7. He says it's good to be back at one of his favorite tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say thanks for coming out last night, hanging around. I know there was a court change, but the atmosphere last night was one of my favorite memories, honestly. You know, obviously, we're all struggling with COVID, and you know, as a world, I think we're going to slowly overcome it, but it's awesome to see you guys back out here, so it's exciting.
Elsewhere, fellow Australian Jordan Thompson is through to the second round of Wimbledon for the first time after downing Norway's Casper Ruud in 4 hours and 3 minutes. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 19. Adelaide, morning drizzle and fog, 15. Melbourne, a sunny 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, morning fog, showers developing, 14. Wollongong, morning fog, partly cloudy day, 20 degrees. Sydney, much the same as yesterday, 18. Newcastle, morning fog, possible shower, 18. Brisbane, showers and 20 degrees. Cairns, similar conditions, 27. And Darwin, a sunny 33.